Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. Can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
It's my full name, Stanley B. Pollock at Yahoo, spelled S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, B as in Bob, B as in Peter, O-L-L-A-K at Yahoo.
Give me just a moment. And can I get you to verify your mailing address, please?
It's 71 Forest Avenue, Wisconsin, New York, 11767.
Thank you. And how can I help you today?
Okay. So I've had the Craftsy membership for 3 years, and I understand the program has changed dramatically over that period of time. I'm trying to figure out how it works now. And
okay.
I've been working on this for about an hour now, and this is the third or fourth time I've been on the phone. Now, I recently got a notification that my membership would renew automatically February 3rd for $120. That's what your records show too, right?
It is showing that the automatic renewal is set to false, so it will not renew on our end because it's showing that it's going to renew at that price, which is the old blueprint pricing. The new Craftsy pricing is less. So we're showing that your account is not set to renew automatically.
Okay. That's curious, but I just got an email saying that it was going to renew automatically.
Let me see, because I am showing that it's not set to do that. It looks like one of the agents you spoke to earlier turned that off so it didn't automatically renew at that price, since the new pricing is less.
There was a misunderstanding there. And so let me just understand how this works. The old blueprint pricing at $120 a year, is that still available?
We have, so the new Craftsy price is, you can renew at that if you want, but you wouldn't get the same benefits that you did when it was blueprint. We do have the Craftsy premium membership, which is $79.99. And we do have a gold membership, which allows you to save 8 classes. It allows you to pick 8 classes to keep regardless of your membership status, as well as 10 patterns. And that one will be $149 after the first year. So we do have that. If you want it to renew at the old pricing, I can turn it back on. It's just more than, it'll just be the premium membership, so we wouldn't charge you. So we normally charge $79 for that.
Now, it looks like I have 9 credits in my account.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So we transferred the remaining Forever credits over from Blueprint. Those are the remaining class credits. They were Forever credits, but we call them the class credits. Those are the remaining credits you had on your account when Blueprint shut down. Those do expire at the end of December, so you'll need to use those. And those can be used towards classes you keep
credits.
Forever.
I can purchase any 9 classes.
Yes, sir.
Any classes.
Yeah, they're towards classes. I haven't seen any get denied, you know, so you can use those on any classes that, if a class isn't eligible, it would let you know. There shouldn't be anything, but for most classes, they'll be fine.
Okay, so 9 credits that have to be used by December 31st.
Yes, sir.
So I have 4 days.
I got some.
4 days. Okay. Now, with the different level, I'm confused about the different level memberships. I've been on your website for an hour now.
Okay.
I've read everything that will come up, and I'm trying to figure this out. there's a gold membership, right?
Yes.
And what do you get with the gold membership?
So the gold membership is an upgrade from the premium membership. The gold membership will offer 8 classes and 10 patterns you can choose from. It'll include Ask an Expert and a 20% discount on future classes that you'd like to purchase. And
the gold membership, do you still have to pay for classes?
No. No, you'd pay with the membership. So the gold membership gives you the 8 free classes that you keep regardless of your membership status, similar to the forever credits that you got on.
Per year.
Right.
Classes per year.
But you had access to everything else on the website as well.
Okay. But you get to keep 8 classes per year.
Yes.
Okay. Now, with the current membership I have, which is a premium membership.
Right.
I went on the website to try to watch a class, and it wanted to charge me for that class.
Are you pushing the purchase to own button or just trying to push play?
I did both. Because it doesn't, maybe you can take a minute to walk through this with me, because this is getting to the point where I'm kind of losing my patience with the whole system here.
I'd be happy to help you.
Thank you.
What class are you trying to go to?
Well, the one I was looking at is the Shaker Table class.
Okay, let me pull that one up.
And if I go to the woodworking, it says gold membership, premium membership, purchase, free. There's 4 different levels. But under the classes, it doesn't tell you what the level is. But I found one class that I was interested in.
So the Shaker Nightstand with Jeff Miller, it has the purchase to own button in the top right hand side, but the class is free to watch with your membership. So you just push the play button.
It wouldn't play. It wouldn't run. I watched the class preview. That was no problem. When I went to the first lesson and played it, the purchase to own button comes up at the bottom of the screen and nothing else happens.
It's not playing. Let me try pushing the play button. Let me try pushing the play button here. You might hear it in my the earbud. Hold on 1 second. Okay. It seems to be playing. And you're logged in, and in your account it says Stanley B at the top.
Yep. Stanley B. Okay. And so it has that class has a, it doesn't have a lock button. It has a video camera icon. Mm-hmm. It opens. If I touch it, it opens, but nothing happens. And at the bottom of the screen, a purchase to own banner comes up.
Right. So the purchase to own banner is going to let you know that which classes are available to purchase. Anything on the website is available to purchase. The classes that you've already purchased, like you have, like your startup sewing library, one that's on here, when you'd go to like that class, it's not going to give you the purchase to own option. So your membership covers viewing of all the class of just about all the classes. There's about 20 that aren't included because the instructors have requested those be locked, but everything else, about 1500 classes are included in the membership, and you should be able to just push the play button on any of them.
Well, there's no play button. I mean, I hit that. Okay, so, I mean, I don't know how else to explain it, but I go to the class preview, I touch that, it comes up, and then the first one, okay, now the screen kind of shifted. Okay, I think the problem is that when you have the class lessons, when you have the class on the bottom, the play button is on the top of the screen. It's not shown. Okay. All right. So now it is hit. Okay. So now that works. Okay. So that solves the problem. So I don't know if you understand that when you have the class list, the image at the top is not on the screen anymore. So you can't see the play button. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that is, I understand that. Okay. Now, thank you for your help with that.
You're welcome.
If I want to use my credits, have 9 credits to use in the next 3 days. How do I do that?
All right, so you're going to go through and find classes you'd like to purchase with those 9 credits. You're going to click that purchase to own option, and it's going to take it to the shopping cart. Once you have your 9 credits.
Okay, let's do it with the Shaker Knight stand. So let's go.
Okay. So you'll click your purchase to own button.
Yeah.
And it should take that class to your shopping cart and show in your shopping cart.
It says add to cart. So I've hit add to cart.
Mm-hmm.
Now view cart.
You're going to want to go to back to your account dashboard where it has your class credits.
Yeah.
And you click on your class credits and copy that code.
I've done that.
Okay. So then you go back to your class that's in your shopping cart, and underneath the class title is a coupon code box.
Paste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've done that.
And then apply the code, and it should zero out the class.
Apply the code. It says, now I proceed to checkout.
Yeah, does it show your total is zero?
No, it didn't do that yet.
Okay, once you click apply a code, does it?
Now it's zeros, yes.
Okay, so then you proceed to checkout, and you'll be all set. So you'll do that with 88 credits.
Okay. Billy, and now I can just hit complete order?
It may make you put in a card number, but it's not going to charge you because it's a free class.
Yeah.
But and then if it requires you to fill out any information, you'll fill that out and push complete order, and it'll show up on your account dashboard under your content where your classes are.
Okay. It did ask my name. I had to put my name in it. So, and then
So
apparently took that. I'm going to go to the dashboard.
Mm-hmm. If you go to your account dashboard, you're going to click on your classes, and that one's showing in there is one of your purchase classes.
Okay. And now it's there. Okay, that's excellent. Okay. You've been very helpful, and I really appreciate it. You have to understand, I've been on this all morning, and this is the third or fourth time I've called up, and each time I kind of got half the story. And I think we're going to be able to figure this out now. Okay,
yeah.
So I can use the credit.
Mm-hmm.
I have a premium membership through February 3rd, and on February 3rd, what's going to happen?
So you'll continue to have access to everything on the website. So you have your class credits that you're using, and then everything on the website, like I said, except for about 20 classes is included with the membership, and you'll continue to have unlimited access to all of those until after February 3rd. So even on to February 3rd, you'll continue to be able to go onto the Craftsy website, watch the courses, rewatch them, download the materials, and all of that until February 3rd. Since your account was set to renew at the old blueprint pricing, the agent turned off the automatic renewal so that you can sign back up as a returning member under the new Craftsy pricing and save yourself that $40. $40.
Well, it goes from one. Yeah. So, okay. So on February 3rd, if I do nothing, on February 3rd, I'm going to be dropped. Is that right?
After February 3rd, so February 3rd at midnight, you'll stop having access, and then you can either sign back up as a returning member, or you can call and we can sign you up under the new membership price, which is $79, or if you'd like to do the gold membership, we could sign you up for that as well. The gold membership will allow you the 8 classes you keep forever, but the premium membership, both memberships allow you access to the classes on the website. The same, the gold membership just has the additional classes like the class credits that you can use towards classes you want to keep forever.
Okay. I'm sorry to ask so many questions, but I would.
No, that's.
I can't really understand this.
No.
So on February 3rd, if I do nothing, my membership will terminate, but I'll have access to the classes that are in my account still.
Yes. So after February, you'll still log in after February 3rd and you'll be able to access any of your previously purchased classes.
Okay. I'll be able to watch free classes?
Yes. You'll be able to watch the free, any of the free programs that we offer, and you'll be able to watch all of the ones under your account dashboard and your classes.
And so if I do not, on February 3rd, my membership will terminate, but I still be able to log in, watch my own Forever classes, and watch free classes.
Yes.
How many free classes are there?
I have a list of free classes I can send you.
Approximately. Out of the 1,500, how many are free?
Let me see. So there's about 60 that are free classes.
Okay. On February 3rd, if I log in and obtain a regular membership, which I call, I think it's premium, they call it.
Premium.
That's $80 a year. What will I be able to do?
You'll be able to access the classes on the website, just like you're going to be able to do with your current membership until it expires. And you can watch unlimited viewing of the programs on the website, and you'll have access to the downloads to everything except for those, like I said, 20 classes that are locked by the instructors. So it's still about 1,500 classes you'd still be able to have access to with the premium membership.
Okay, so if I join with an annual premium membership for $80, I'd be able to watch my own Forever classes. I'll be able to watch all the classes with the exception of the 20 special locked classes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, but I won't accumulate any credit for ownership. Yeah.
Right.
If I sign up on February 3rd, if I call up and sign up for the gold membership for $149, what will I get?
So the gold membership has all the benefits of the premium membership plus the 8 classes that you can use as Forever classes, like the class credit, and 10 patterns.
Okay.
And there's a list that we can provide you. It's not available yet for what the list of classes are going to be, but.
Yeah. Okay. So for the gold membership, basically you get to purchase to own 8 classes per year.
Yes, you'll get the 8 classes per year, plus you'll have access to everything on the website.
Yeah. Do you get those 20 special locked classes?
No, those ones are still locked because of the instructor's request, unfortunately.
Okay. And the eight credits you get 8 credits with that $150 membership, right?
Yes.
You have to use those within what period of time?
So those will stay on your class, those will stay on your account. You don't have to use them. You'd have to use them before the end of the year. You wouldn't have to use them by like a specific day. It would stay on your account.
The end of the year, it's the end of the calendar year or the membership year?
End of your membership.
Membership year.
Yeah. So go ahead.
The eight or nine that are expiring on the calendar year for me, not the membership year. But going forward, is it going to be different?
Yes, sir. So the ones that we added to your account, the 8 that was the 9, those ones were a transfer from Blueprint, and we honored those as a courtesy. Going forward, your gold membership, free classes, the codes for that wouldn't expire until, or the free classes on that list wouldn't expire until the year of your membership expires. So these ones have an expiration date of December 31st because they were transferred as a courtesy to customers from their Blueprint accounts. So going forward, your membership and the remaining classes that you would have with the gold membership would all expire on the same day. So you'd have a year to pick those 8 classes from the list.
Okay. All right. And those eight classes that you purchase to own those eight classes, right?
Yes. Yeah, they'll be similar to download
those onto your computer.
We don't have the download option yet. We are working on getting that added. It should be available pretty soon.
Okay. But that would give you the right when available those classes permanently.
Yes. You should be able to download any of the classes permanently once we have the option available.
Okay. And the 20 classes that are locked by the instructors, how do you refer to those classes? Is there a special name for those? I mean,
we call them the purchase only classes because you can't access them unless you purchase them. It is something when you are on the website and you're logged in, you'll see that it has a lot of classes that have the, it says play on the classes, or it has the free classes. These particular classes will have a price on them instead of having that play option. Or when you go in to view the class, you can still watch the introductory video, but after that, instead of having the little camera, it's going to have a locked, like a little padlock. And those are the purchase only classes. So like I said, those are ones that the instructors have requested be purchase only. Unfortunately.
Yeah. And is there a list of those classes? Like I typed in purchase only and I came up with, there was a bunch of, it's hard to say. There was, that's not it. Is there a separate list of these purchase only classes that can be checked?
I have a list of them that I could send you. There's no way to search them on the website because they're just in there.
Would you be kind enough to send me that
sure.
list?
Yeah.
In the meantime, can you give me the name of one? Because I want to look at it and see how it looks differently.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to the classes, if you go to like shop all classes, like hit the browse button and hit shop all classes.
Shop all classes.
And you can do like diamond quilt designs.
Diamond quilt design.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of it or is?
Yeah, that's the name of one of the courses.
Is it under, well, now it just starts listing all the classes here.
At the bottom one, there's one.
Or how do I find it?
So if you've typed in diamond quilt designs, it should bring about seven classes up. And the bottom one.
Diamond quilt design. I'm typing that into the main search bar.
I like to use the one on the left-hand side when you do shop all classes because the big search bar at the top will bring up articles as well.
Okay, diamond quilt design on the left sidebar. So one class comes up with a price. It doesn't say play, it has a price. So that's an example of the price classes.
So that's how you would know the difference. If you click on that class, it's going to bring you to the class benefits and the class preview, and after that, everything else is locked.
Okay. You have been extremely helpful. I really appreciate it. The last few people I talked to, they did not have your knowledge base, and they unfortunately misrepresented what was available to me with my membership and was a little bit disappointing. So I think I have it straightened out now. I really appreciate that. If you could please send me that list of the purchase-only classes, I'd appreciate that. And whatever other, I went through the whole FAQs, and a lot of things you told me were not in the FAQs. So if you have any other documentation to send me, so I'll remember some of the things we went over in the last few minutes, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a link that I can include in this email that is kind of like a walkthrough, like a technical, that's like a navigate option that should give you some tips on how to do it. Let me see if I can find that for you. But we're always here at customer service to help. And I apologize that not everyone was this helpful, but we are here to try to make sure that you enjoy Craftsy and get the best possible experience.
Okay, very good. I appreciate your help. You have my email address, right? So
yes, sir. Is that a good one to send the emails to? The one for your account?
Correct.
All right. So I'm going to send you the purchase-only classes. And then we did talk about the free classes, and I have a link for that as well. And then I'm going to send you any other helpful links that I've got as well. Give me just a moment. I'm just going through my list to get all the information that you could need. I appreciate your patience while I go through and get this all ready for you.
Sure.
And I'm going to send you some instructions on using the class credits so that if you need them, you have access to it. Going to be a little bit of a long email. I apologize.
No problem.
Almost done. All right, and once I get this sent out, is there anything else I can answer? Any other questions I can answer while I've got you on the phone before I send this?
Well, I would like to renew my membership at the gold level for next year. Can you put that in for me?
I can make a note on your account. Since your membership is still active, that doesn't allow us to set up the automatic renewal It doesn't let us renew it until it expires. Since you're renewing at that, since it's set to renew at that blueprint price, we have turned and we've turned it off. You can't do it until the 4th. So on February 3rd, the membership expires, and on February 4th, you can call back and we can sign you up over the phone for that gold membership.
Would I expect to get a reminder of some kind, or?
You'll be able to see it on your account if you go to your membership. Under the membership tab, it gives you your expiration date on there.
Okay. All right, very good. I really appreciate your help. I think we're set.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm happy to do so. All right. So I've got this email. I'm going to send it, and it includes the classes not listed, not included in the membership, the free classes available, the information about the class credits, the link to our frequently asked questions, and the customer service number in case you ever need us, okay? So I've sent that to you. It's going to come across as, let me see what I titled it as, Craftsy Class List, and it's got a 7448 number on it. That number is associated with me.
Okay. Thank you. I have it right here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
I think I'm all set. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Yeah, thanks for your help.
Bye-bye.